Praise the Lord. God bless you. Thank you, thank you, thank you for the miracle seed. And I want you to begin to know that there's a shifting and that there is a moving that is happening in this hour. And yea, even in this season. Prepare, because you're about to see a shifting and a moving. You're about to see Father God do some unusual things in your life that is going to bless you. Oh, I see increase all around thee. Increase, increase. God is also going to do something around loans or mortgages or taxes or insurances as well. I can tell you that God says increase. A loved one is about to come into a season of a blessing and a season of an awesome breakthrough. I can tell you that God's going to give you favor with those who are in power. I can also tell you that the Lord says your communication skills are quite powerful now. So begin to decree and declare the word decree and declare, decree and declare the word. Decree and declare the word, and so shall it be. For I give thee power in this season. Oh, I heard God says he's going to usher in new professional opportunities as well. You're going to land something. You're going to be blessed. You're going to be promoted. Oh, increase, increase, abundance. God said, I'm bringing abundance. I'm going to increase your energy as well as your drive. Oh, get thyself ready for the move of the Spirit. Now, I want you to begin to circle October the 8th. Because on October the 8th, expect sudden and unexpected emotional issues related to perhaps around the home to show up, but don't let it disturb thee. Circle the 23rd of October as well, because I see new opportunities that's going to surface with friends and your wishes and your dreams. As you're moving about in this season, the Spirit says that which has been delayed is about to move forward. You're going to find that for the next 3 months that you're going to have great access to the realm of the Spirit. You'll also begin to see that around the 24th of this month is going to usher in some new career or professional opportunities for thee. And it seems like the Spirit is going to usher in maybe a new responsibility, a new job, or perhaps even a raise in elevation, because I see increase around thee. The Lord says, get thyself ready, because you're stepping into your time of a powerhouse. You're stepping into a time of spiritual anointing, spiritual depths in me that shall cause you to prosper, saith the Spirit of the Most High.
I think it's Father God saying even healing concerning communications with friends and family members. I even hear Father God saying, this is the season to write it down and make it plain. Father God says it's a good time to even write some letters. I don't know if you're writing the book yet. I hear Father God saying, write the book and make it plain, because I hear Father God saying your voice is going to be heard through your writings. This is a season to meditate and pray and be aware of your feelings. Also, I hear Father God saying this is the season to begin to be very considerate of the feelings of others. Father God says this is the season to qualify those who you call friend.
Amen and amen, woman of God. Sister Melissa, I want you to begin to prepare yourself as you begin to listen to the word that was spoken to you live during the conference call. Also, woman of God, know that you'll also be getting your information concerning the 7 levels of prayer. I want to thank you so much, woman of God, for being a valuable friend and a partner to the ministry. Keep an eye out in your mailbox for your 7 levels of faith. God bless you and thank you once again.
God bless you, Sister Melissa. I just hear the word of the Lord for you saying the slumber, to shake the slumber. God says that you've been quite tired lately. Your energy level has been low.
Thank you.
God says for you to pray more. When your energy is low and all you can do is to pray, God says that's what he wants you to do. Spend more time praying, because you get too busy and then you don't pray like you should. So God says when the spirit of slumber comes upon you, that is your call to pray. While you're praying during that time, you shall be breaking through barriers. God says that you are an ancestor. You pray. You stand in the gap and you pray. And God says that Satan is coming to shift you. So that's why you're feeling so weak and tired. But God says to rise and pray. And that is the word of the Lord.
Amen. And I so agree with the word that has been spoken. For I hear Father God saying, eyes have not seen, nor ears have heard the blessings that I have for thee. For Father God says, again, eyes have not seen, nor ears have heard the blessings that I have for thee. Father God says, you've heard this before, but I had to say it again. For Father God says, reward. Father God says, ask and it shall be given, woman of God. Knock and your doors have been opened. I do hear Father God saying, entrepreneurship is calling you, woman of God. I hear Father God says, victory on the home front. Worry not, fret not about the family. For I hear Father God saying, he has his hands on the family. I hear Father God saying, he's stabilizing some things concerning the family. I hear Father God saying, it's not what you say, it's how you say it. And I hear Father God saying, stabilize. And I just hear Father God says, forgiveness. Father God says, forgiveness and forgetfulness is the key in this season. For Father God says, as you go through this season, Father God says, no, not only do I have your back, I have your best interest at heart. I hear Father God saying, delay does not mean denial. I hear Father God saying, emotional and psychological healing and mental healing in this season. And that is the word of the Lord.
And know, Sister Melissa, that as you have released this seed, true purpose and destiny is going to be unfolding for you. And it seems like some kind of position or something is going to open up for you that is going to pay to you. Because the Lord says the hard work that you've done over the past several years, even the past 10 years, God said it's about to pay off financially for you in the coming months. And you're going to begin to see that God's going to bless you in a variety of areas. And the Lord says, prepare, because you're coming into a season of increase. For you have feared the weather. Now God says, get ready for financial increase. For the Lord says, joy, joy, joy shall be your portion. And you're going to begin to see things get ready to increase, because I don't know what this insurance thing is. I'm seeing maybe some kind of insurance payout or something coming into your hands. But the Lord says he bring you into a season between now and the end of December. He says bonus, 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 and increase. He says substantial settlement. Now, these are number ways. Settlement or court case, a big court case, or something surrounding division of property, or something, you might win some kind of a business contract, because God says, oh, he says, great potential. He says some exciting profit potential is coming your way. Now, the Lord says your schooling is not finished either. That shall not be a problem. Also, it seems like the Lord says, go ahead and begin to renegotiate some kind of a, I don't know if there's a student loan, if this is for you or somebody else. It's like God says, go ahead and renegotiate some things, because I bring you to a season of negotiation. He says, get the 501c3 prepared as well, too, because grants is trying to get into your hands, grants. And the Lord says, I'm bringing the funds into its proper place. Oh, get yourself ready for a day of great increase, for the Lord says unto thee, fear not, for increase is your portion. And God says, I'm even do some things surrounding the home. Some things around the home I'm going to take care of. Real estate shall be your portion as well. Real estate, saith the Lord of hosts. Get ready for a major shifting and a major turnaround that is about to open up for thee. I saw you, woman of God, publishing. I saw you doing something also around music or writing music or doing something around worship that's going to bless you as well. Do you have a daughter?
A stepdaughter.
Okay. So this daughter.
Whatever this, something with you and the daughter, this daughter. God is working some things out. And I just saw y'all so much more closer. Very, very close. Very, very close. I don't know what that's about, but God is going to bring some things together. And I just saw y'all very, very close. That is the word of the Lord, because God's going to begin to work some things out. You and your husband, it's almost like I need to go get away and go someplace.
Yeah.
And the enemy's been trying to attack some things surrounding that. Almost like y'all need to just begin to get away and do some communicating and discussing some things together. But I do feel that publishing and broadcasting is going to shine for you. Now, just quickly, what are you doing in publishing or broadcasting?
Nothing, really. Nothing.
Well, you could shine in that area. Did you think about doing something like your online or some kind of internet radio or something in that area? Because I don't know why I'm just hearing your voice over the airway.
No, I'm on the PA system at school a lot, and I have had, people tell me that I need to be on radio.
Yeah, you need to be on radio. That's what God said. You need to be on radio, because you're going to shine in that area. God is with much in you, woman of God. So there's something around the radio. I'm going to get some more information to you, woman of God, and tell you some more stuff that I'm sensing by the Holy Ghost.
Yeah.
Thank you, woman of God. Okay, just quickly, what's this legal stuff that you might be dealing with or you could be dealing with? You or your husband?
Taxes, something else with the car when my husband and I were separated. A car that was repossessed.
Okay. And you're dealing with that in a legal matter?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay. The law says, the God says settlement. It's going to work out in your favor.
Yeah.
Thank you so much, woman of God. We appreciate you. We'll be right back.